For Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto says authorities have captured fugitive drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, who escaped from prison through a secret underground tunnel 7 months ago. Guzman was first captured in 1993, but escaped in 2001 with the help of prison guards. After more than a decade on the loose, he was recaptured early in 2014 with the help of intelligence that U.S. authorities provided to Mexico. U.S. officials have arrested two refugees from Iraq on terrorism charges, but it does not appear that they were planning any attacks in the United States. At the White House, spokesman Josh Earnest said the arrest is one way the U.S. government is working to fight terrorism.
This case, or these cases in particular, are good examples of how the Department of Homeland Security, the intel community, our law enforcement, and other national security agencies work effectively together to keep us safe.
Az Mohammed Yunus Al-Jab was charged with making false statements involving international terrorism. Omar Faraj Saeed Al-Hardan was accused of attempting to provide material support to the Islamic State. Both men were Palestinians from Iraq who had been in the U.S. for several years. A Swiss woman living in northern Mali has been kidnapped from her home for the second time in 4 years. Residents and officials in Timbuktu say gunmen entered the home of Beatrice Stockley and took her away. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. And the Islamic State has a new front and established foothold in Libya. More on that story here on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. And Libya gives IS a whole new opportunity, a place from where to expand into Africa and Europe. While the Islamic State has had a presence in Libya since late 2014, they've recently solidified their control of the coastal city of Sirte. Analysts are estimating the extremist group has several thousand fighters in place in Libya, a large number of them veterans of the war in Syria and Iraq. A gunman claiming to have pledged allegiance to the Islamic State ambushed a police officer as he sat in a marked car in the U.S. city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Police Commissioner Richard Ross says that 33-year-old officer was struck 3 times in the left arm but managed to fire back and hit 30-year-old Edward Archer, who was later apprehended. Ross says the attacker was motivated by his extreme Islamic beliefs.
The suspect in question, he's a 30-year-old male from Yaden. He has a Philadelphia address as well, I believe. He has confessed to committing this cowardly act in the name of Islam.
U.S. authorities have been on high alert following Islamic State-linked attacks in recent months in Paris, France, and San Bernardino, California. Authorities are saying the suspect in the Philadelphia shooting claimed to have carried out the incident in the name of the Islamic State and that he follows Allah. U.S. economy had a net gain of 292,000 jobs in December, a sign that the economy is growing at a solid pace in spite of recent global stock market turmoil and other headwinds. More now from Mil Arcega.
The U.S. economy shrugged off a troubled international backdrop to post the best job gains of the year in the final months of 2015. And for troubled financial markets, beating expectations may be the best way to kick off 2016, says Bankrate.com senior analyst Mark Hamrick on Skype.
Well, with all the storm clouds hovering over the global economy, it was a big positive surprise to see the number of jobs added in the month of December, and we also had positive upward revisions for the previous 2 months.
Winners include the business and service sectors and construction, which added 45,000 jobs. Despite a better-than-expected report, about 2 million Americans had been unemployed for 6 months or longer. Another 6 million have only been able to find part-time work. Mil Arcega, VOA News, Washington.
President Obama has vetoed legislation that would repeal major portions of his signature domestic achievement, the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. Bill would also defund the reproductive health organization Planned Parenthood. Bill was widely seen as a test of the Republican lawmakers' ability to get it through Congress ahead of U.S. elections later this year when the presidency, all the House seats, and one-third of the Senate will be up for grabs.
That's the latest world news from VOA.